Reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outer man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
Reading from Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Revelation 12:11.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday. You know that's my favorite day of the week, April 11th, 2023. We're still reveling in Resurrection Sunday. I'm personally reveling in yesterday's broadcast as I have these three new friends back in the studio. They're a part of a group called Terse, and they recently put together, it's been a couple year project, but they put together a CD titled Seal Upon My Heart. You heard a few songs yesterday, and we just scratched the surface. There's so many gift sets in this family, singers, songwriters, musicians, and Papa Bear holding it all together. Mama Bear is here in the studio with two of her three daughters, the two sons. They're out and about doing the Lord's work in various capacities. But anyways, I'm kind of winging it now, right? You know that. They've already learned after spending some time with me that we just pray up the program, which we all have done, and we ask God to use it to his glory. So I hope something that's said or sung today will be an encouragement to you, will be a blessing to you, will help you realize maybe anew or again that God loves you, he cares for you, he has a plan and purpose for your life. And one of the things that he does is he allows us to worship him, to understand him, to create lyrics, poetry, artwork, different things that we can do. We can build things to his glory. Well, this family has used their music gifts and talents to put together lyrics and piano player here. There's some violin in there. You have a lot of instrumentation. And before I introduce the two daughters and have a bit of a Testimony Tuesday, let's play another song off your CD. And this one, it's titled Melt Like Wax. And yesterday, Risa, we had opened up with that Hebrews passage out of chapter 12, verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire. Now, I guess your daughter Lily wrote this song, but why was that verse that we shared yesterday important or special to you? As it says in Hebrews 12, 29, for our God is a consuming fire.
The Lord likes to work in our lives as long as we let him. And he's a consuming fire, but he's a refining fire. And it's a lifelong work. And the fire can get really hot sometimes. But what he's melting away is our pride. And he's getting down to humility and our humble heart. But Melt Like Wax actually was written by my oldest daughter, Lily, who also sang on it. So I'll let her talk about it.
Yeah, and Lily, yesterday I referenced it, touched on sanctification, that process of being refined, changing. And I like the lyrics, that fire is all consuming. It'll burn away that chaff, the things that are unnecessary. And I think we talked about sometimes the things we say over the air, we just pray that the Holy Spirit or God will filter out the things that are unnecessary and help people focus on something that the Lord would bring healthy conviction or insight or draw individuals that are tuned in to himself. But you wrote this song, so what was your intent or desire for people to glean from it?
Yeah, so with the idea of sanctification, I wanted to be really clear on how sanctification is a process initiated by God. It's not something that we can initiate ourselves. We cannot make ourselves more humble. We can't make ourselves more confident. It's really just God. When we see who God is compared to us, it's a real huge realization, and it's a good thing, but it's a shocking moment also.
Well, this is the second song off the CD, Seal Upon My Heart by Terse, and it's a favorite of mine, along with, I think, all the songs. Actually, I mentioned this a lot yesterday after listening to it 6, 7, 8 different times. I love them all. They have different lyrics, different tempos, beats, sometimes very tight harmony, powerful singing. It's just beautiful. So here is Melt Like Wax. May it be used of God to refine you today in a variety of ways.
Lofty and tall, cabin in the waves. But into the dark, you have made yourself known. You reveal to us righteousness and the beauty of your
Was Melt Like Wax off the CD Seal Upon My Heart by Tierce. If you want to get multiple copies, I highly recommend this CD. Let me give you a phone number to call or a website to stop by. You can call 815-317-6505, 815-317-6505, or stop by tiercemusic.com. That's T-E-R-C-E music.com. Invite this family to come sing to your organization, your ministry, your church. I personally would highly recommend it. I love their music. I love their heart for the Lord. And so we're going to now hear a little of that testimony time. And we're going to start with daughter number two. So there's five of you. So you have two other sisters and two brothers. You're not the middle child. I asked that. That was one of the first questions I asked. The listeners know I'm always intrigued by the middle child. But Aggie, tell us a little about that faith journey.
Well, I grew up in the church for the most part, always hearing about God at the table with my family, and it was a constant part of my life. I will say I was a bit disgruntled about that for a long time as a kid. I'm like, I don't want to go to the table and talk about God. What the heck? But it was a moment. I was in a discipleship class. And it hit me, the realization of, oh, wow, I need God. And then others need to hear about God, too. I'm like, people need to hear about this. Like, it's mind-blowing and, like, changes your perspective on everything. And since that moment, it's been a journey of overcoming fear and understanding how God sees me, too. That's been, like, a huge thing. And it's just been so cool to see how faithful God's been through my life of being able to bring me out of that. He like pulled me from the murky waters of the darkness, and he is able to just like set my feet on solid ground. Never going back.
And why Revelation 12:11? Because many people, they might reference a psalm or a Proverbs or something out of John. You went right to Revelation.
I think what is so cool about this verse is that it talks about the simple things that you need to get through life. The blood of the Lamb, that's salvation. The word of our testimonies, that gives us faith and it helps us see who God is and what he's done in other people's lives and our own lives. It gives us a gratitude of what God's done. And then they love not their lives unto death. And we live in a world where we worry about, oh, I don't want people to not like me. Oh, I don't want to die. Our lives are short. But having that eternal mindset helps us realize the importance of our life here. And I think with those three things, it's a good way. It helps us walk through life. So.
And I'm going to comment because we have a wide range of listeners from all walks of life, some that are far from God, maybe because of abuse or circumstance in their life or hurt in the church or for whatever reason. Maybe they grew up in a society or a family that had no concept of God or had a poor concept of God. Sometimes when we, in our Christian jargon, we'll say, yeah, the blood of Jesus. For the unchurched person, the blood, it's like, oh, I can't even fathom the blood. And I don't know who might want to address this or talk about this, but we know what we're talking about when we said Jesus shed his blood for us on the cross. He died for us. He paid the penalty that we deserved. His blood was shed. He died for us. But for somebody unfamiliar with that gruesome situation that happened to him, that punishment, the suffering that he did, and we say, yeah, his blood covered us, what would be a way to explain that to somebody, that concept of his blood was shed for us?
How I see it is it's a sacrifice. You know, we would all look at a father. He would lay down his life for his son or daughter. And when we talk about the blood of the Lamb or blood of Jesus, it is the symbolism, not only symbolism, but like it's a literal sacrifice that he has given because of his love for us. And it's the power of that sacrifice that frees us.
And that's probably fresh in many of our minds because of Holy Week last week with Maundy Thursday and then Good Friday and then thank you God for Resurrection Sunday. But Jesus did. He paid it all. He suffered on our behalf so that we can have a relationship with God. So thank you God for the season, that reminder. And thank you, Aggie, for sharing a little of your testimony. And I want to hear some of Lily's testimony. But there's so many great songs on the CD. And I want to air the ninth cut. It's titled Spirit, I Need You, because I think as we continue through this week, being cognizant of the fact that whenever we can have the Spirit empower us, go with us, direct us, help us with our mindset, I think we can be used of God in unique and special ways. And it might just be encouraging the neighbor kid or holding the door open for somebody or saying a kind thing to the waiter or waitress or it's a family member affirming them in their gift set. So we need the Spirit, but we're going to talk a little about this song after it's shared. It's titled Spirit, I Need You off the CD Seal Upon My Heart by Terse.
Spirit of God, you're my dearest friend. You gently guide to my greater end. When I go your path is wiser and filled with peace.
Reese, I know you wrote the song, Spirit, I Need You. It's powerful, and your two daughters are in it. You're singing in it. But we have to have testimony time, and we want to be fair with Lily to have a little of her testimony shared and stated. You know that verse about being always equipped or prepared to share the hope that you have. So take us through a little of your faith journey, Lily.
So when I was a kid, I know God was always with me, but it wasn't until I was 17 and we were driving back to our house. We used to live in Moequa. We were driving back to our house in Moequa from our grandparents' house. I was with my whole family. All of a sudden, I just felt that God just gripped my heart. And there wasn't a preacher there. There wasn't an eloquent sermon. Nobody, laid their hand on my shoulder and prayed for me. It was God's time. And I felt like I couldn't resist him anymore. And my mom, she said to me, Lily, don't be afraid of what is in your heart. You need to just speak it out to God. And I did. And I wasn't afraid about how silly or foolish I would look when I was praying to God. He followed through and I was just I was crying. I was just saying sorry to God. I couldn't believe how he would want to be with me and be a part of my life. And it changed me from that point on. It was nighttime. I'd look up at the sky and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize those stars were there. Are those new? Mm-hmm. They're new stars. And I didn't realize how beautiful they were before. It changed. I knew God was real.
And I'm thinking sometimes we're going to find out maybe in eternity that your mom, Risa, or your sister Aggie, or your other brothers and sisters, or grandparents, or people were praying for you, and that maybe was the culmination of the awareness being awakened in you and the Holy Spirit revealing truth, Jesus, to you. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but oftentimes you hear stories where, I don't know why, but suddenly he became real, and you're going to find all these people had been praying, and however God decided to answer it at that point, or just woo you to himself, or use nature, or handiwork, or circumstance. But yeah, on Testimony Tuesday, that's what I love about having different people share their faith journey. God works in a very personal, unique way in all of us. He desires that all come to know him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe through today's music and some of this testimony sharing, you're somebody that's thinking, you know, I've never entertained the idea that God loves me or cares. Well, he does. And if you need to talk to somebody about that, having that relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Now, if you want access to some of this great music, or you want to make a donation or invite Terse to your church or ministry or organization or large group, you can call 815-317-6505, 815-317-6505, or stop by tersemusic.com, tersemusic.com, TERCEMUSIC.com. I highly recommend these, and you'll probably be hearing them on our playlist in the coming days. There's 12 songs on the CD. I love them all. They're powerful. The lyrics are well put together, and the instrumentation is fantastic. So I hope you'll respond and give them a call. You'll bless them with some resources. You'll buy copies of their CD or make a donation or invite them to come minister. That's what they're all about. They want to give God the glory, and they want to use their gifts and talents to further his kingdom purposes. So be praying up, Terse. And thank you, Risa, Lily, and Aggie, for being a part of today and yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends. And we'll have to have you back at a radio event or gathering where I can share more of your music with our great news media listeners.
I'm happy to.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.